Now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. Back in 1987, Nancy Cartwright auditioned for a show within a show. The Tracy Ullman Show on Fox was working in animated shorts about a dysfunctional family, The Simpsons. Cartwright was there to audition for the studious, well-mannered daughter, Lisa.
It was a picture of Lisa, and I'd never seen it before. And with those spikes on her head, I'm like, wow, this is kind of different. And I read the monologue. It was just a little monologue, and it was fine. But next to her was Bart. Didn't even know there was a boy. And when I read that he was a 10-year-old, school-hating, underachiever, but proud of it, I'm like, boy, that just hit me right in my heart. You know, insouciant and a troublemaker, and I'm like, yeah, that's it. So I went in, shook hands with Matt Groening, and he thought I was there to read for Lisa also. And I said, you know, I saw this kid. Is it all right? I want to do the kid instead of her. Is that, oh, yeah, that's fine. I just opened my mouth, and a 10-year-old boy popped out. Blah, 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 bam. Oh, my God, that's him. You're hired. And, like, on the spot, I got the job. My big break? Right there.
What you doing, Bart?
Skateboarding.
Can we come?
No way, man. Skateboarding's men's work.
Then why are you doing it?
Because I am a man, man. Cowabunga!
This was not a recording It wasn't a recording booth. They had a portable recording that you see on movie sets, and it was handheld, little machine pushing buttons and stuff. We're sharing. This is how low budget it was. Sharing a microphone.
Well, here we are, the whole family.
Moving to the side so Homer can say his line, then I'd step up and do mine.
Why, we're more than a...
Dad, you can stop now. Commercial's over and the show's back on.
And then look what happened. Just like, who knew? Oh my gosh, I don't know of any other character that has more catchphrases than Bart.
Don't have a cow, eat my shorts, get bent. Whoa, mama!
And my favorite swear,
bosom.
There you go. That's like 6 or 7 right there. I do 7 voices on The Simpsons. Bart, Nelson, Ralph, Kearney, Todd, Database, and Maggie. Ralph Wiggum. I mean, the catchphrase is, he's just this walking non sequitur. That no matter what's happening, if you stick Ralph in there.
When I grow up, I want to be a principal or a caterpillar.
Ralph, what are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking?
Come on, straighten up.
What do you say?
I mean, that's... It's called vocal gymnastics, and I get a little bit of an aerobic workout when I have to talk to myself. It amazes me how much people still are surprised to find out that Bart Simpson is a woman.
Well, yeah, man, Bart Simpson. What's happening, dude?
And their jaw usually hits the ground. And then I open up my purse.
You want my autograph?
It's like I'm living my dream. I really am. I knew when I was about 16 that I wanted to do this. How great to be paid to burp and fart and do what you love with a lot of talented people and still make people laugh all along the way. It's the best, the best.
Nancy Cartwright, the unmistakable voice behind Bart Simpson. Since her fateful audition, The Simpsons has become the longest-running primetime scripted entertainment series in American television history. You don't need an iconic voice to have a big break. Send us your story, mybigbreak@npr.org.